Hi, my name is Eli from YatesRadio.com, and today we're going to be interviewing Alex Torres, and he's going to be telling us about his band.
What is your heritage?
Well, first of all, good afternoon. I'm Alex Torres from Alex Torres and his Latin Orchestra. Great question. What is my heritage? Well, my heritage, both of my parents are from the island of Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico?
Which is right next to the Dominican Republic. Okay? And Haiti. They're the same island. And there's three major islands, Cuba, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic, also known as Hispaniola and Puerto Rico.
What instruments do you play?
Well, I started off when I was young. I would bang on pots and pans in school. I used to bang on the table with my tinsels.
Oh, you were one of those kids?
I was one of those kids. At lunchtime, banging on the tables. We always had a couple of guys coming up with beats. And I used to do all that. Then my mother brought me some what we called percusión menor, or what we call minor percussion, which is maracas, güiro, claves. So I started playing those, and then my mother brought me a guitar, and I fell in love with string instruments. And then when I moved up here, I started playing bass, which is also a string instrument.
I play a string instrument. I play the cello.
You play a cello. That is a great instrument. Do you know cello is like a haunting sound? I kind of love it. And it's so passionate. It's such a really good stuff. As a matter of fact, I have to tell you something that you may be interested in looking up. Okay? And Mr. Regis could actually remember the name or text me, and I'll give him the name again if you forget. Please go on YouTube and look up Ken Olsen. O-L-S-E-N. Okay? He plays for the Chicago Symphony. He is the first chair on cello. And he is the son of my trombonist. Okay, can I tell you something really important about that? Makes a lot of money playing the cello. And what's even cooler is that he plays a cello that's so expensive, it's a museum piece, because you have to play them. If not, they go bad. It's going to have millions and millions of dollars of insurance. And when he flies all over the world, he goes to Japan, he goes to China, he goes to Australia, he goes everywhere. The cello has to sit in first class next to him. So he pays another ticket. First class ticket, seated next to him, buckled up. Because it is such an expensive cello. Wouldn't that be great if you could do that?
That's crazy. Yeah? It's acting like a cello is a person.
Yeah, right?
Well, I tell you what. It's millions and millions of dollars, and he has to have an insurance on it. So, and he makes six figures. And Mr. Rikas can tell you all about that afterwards. Six-figure salary. Okay?
My favorite instrument is the guitar. I'm interested in it.
Really?
Like string instrument.
I started playing the guitar at the age of about seven, dabbling, and then on and off, 8, 9, and 10. When I was about 11, I took it a lot more serious. And I was raised in a restaurant cooking. So I was in the back room constantly flipping burgers and french fries and doing what they call the flat iron and the fryer. And what was interesting is my mother would say, learn how to play beautiful love songs, slow songs. And I used to hate it. I was only 11. I don't want to do that.
I want happy songs.
I know, right?
I like
but
that.
Guess what? As I grew older, then my mother would say, go serenade that table, play Spanish love songs.
I like that one.
Yeah? And I would serenade them. And I remember somebody stuck a $5 bill in my pocket. You know? I said, I can get used to this, because I quickly started looking at the room, and I was always good in math. And I'm going, wait a minute. If there's 50 people in this room at $5, how much is it?
Do 5 times 5. He's a math whiz.
Ooh, I got it.
Two, five.
What's 5 times 5?
225.
25, five, and then put a 0 in the 1's place.
500.
2, 5, and a 0. You got it, Takai. $250.
I was 11 years old and was making anywhere from $100 to $250.
That's a lot.
For an 11-year-old? Yes. I had my own money, and I was already working by playing the guitar. So, you know, sometimes it's good. It's always good, because then I excelled in history, and I love history, and I love social studies, and I love science. And little by little, all those things come together. You may not think so, but what's really cool in life, that no matter what you do, all three of them, like, well, I'm not good at science. Oh, I hate social studies. Oh, I hate math. You know what's going to happen?
Well,
they all become one. And then you're going to go, shoosh, it's a good thing I paid attention, and it's a good thing I know about this, because it does. You may not think so. I'll give you an example. Then if you're taking music and you're going to learn how to read music, it's adding, it's math. As you get older, you start researching people you like. Now that's history. And then as you grow older with the history and the math and reading music, now you want an instrument that's awesome. And there goes the science and the technology of the instrument. Because you want something that sounds good, that's good for your fingers. So all of a sudden, oh my God, all those things come together. You may not think so, but it happens. As you grow older, it's going to happen. You had a question for me?
I forgot.
That's okay.
What is, like you loved instrument with strings, like,
mm-hmm.
How does a person get on a plane and get their instrument and then like goes in first class? How much do first class even cost?
That's a good
Millions
question.
Millions of dollars.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Depending where the flight's going, right? So the farther place you go, the more expensive it's going to be, right?
So what if you go to California?
So okay. Now, you realize a regular ticket to California can run you anywhere from $500 to $1,000.
Dang.
Okay?
That's a five-hour ride.
No, that's sitting in the back, near the bathroom.
That's not the good seat.
That's not the good seat.
That's the seat I get.
That's the seat that's built for you, for somebody short, small waist and all that. And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the chairs are small. Now, if you want the leather seats in the front where they give you all the soda to drink and all the sandwiches you want and all the food, the pizza, anything you want, they give it to you. Okay? Those seats are maybe $2,500 to go to California one way. One way. So, $2,500 times two?
What's 25 plus 25?
50?
Put on two more zeros.
50,000.
Not 50,000.
No, 200 and 500.
A 50 and then two zeros.
That would be.
So we have 500.
5,000.
5,000. That's correct. So it'll be $5,000, right? 2,500 and 2,500. 2,500. So that's. You think about this guy that is the trombone player's son. He plays cello like you. How cool that is! That he plays for the Chicago Symphony. And he's got to bring that cello on board. He can't put it with the suitcases because it's a Stradivarius. It's a museum piece, and it's very, very expensive.
What if a suitcase fell on it?
Oh, they damage it. Can I tell you something? One time, I went to go play in Mexico, to Mexico. And I sat by the wing, and they put the fragile sticker on my bass case. I figured it's got two red stickers that say, fragile. What does fragile mean?
It can easily break.
Easy to break, yes.
It means you have to be careful with it. Like a package.
Exactly. So can I tell you something? Yeah. I'm sitting on the wing, and they start bringing our suitcases in, and one guy's talking to the other, grabs my case, and flings it.
Ooh.
And the bass landed on the belt and fell off, like about 12 feet. Boom. It just picked up. I'm over here going like this, and I'm trying to get a hold of the stewardess, and I said, okay, when I land, I got to go file a complaint. Because before I even open it, I want to file a complaint. Because I know something was going to happen. Sure enough, They bent the neck of the bass.
Ooh.
So when I got to Mexico, I had to then find out who would rent me a bass so I could play. But anyway, these are things that happen. So this is why, like when I went to China, I bought a smaller bass that fit in the overhead compartment.
That way, who is the only person that's going to be carrying it?
Right. So sometimes, if as you see, but it's just like if, you know, you are a craftsman, you work as a carpenter, you work as, you know, anything, cement, and you have tools, and some tools that are really good are very expensive, and you got to protect your tools. And as a musician, that's my tool. If I don't sharpen an instrument, I can't play. I'm in trouble. But that was a good question. That was a good question about first class. But not all musicians can fly first class. And that doesn't happen for me often either. Because sometimes the event places, the venues don't have enough money. They just got enough money to get you there and play and pay for your hotel. Now, if you keep adding costs, they're like, yeah, we'll get somebody else. You see? That's where the business part comes in. You got a question?
What does the museum look like?
What the museum? Well, when I say museum pieces, what happens is a lot of these instruments, not mine, but Ken Olsen's piece is a Stradivarius. Yeah, it's like it was built hundreds of years ago by a master craftsman. And only, in other words, that's the only one of its kind.
It's not made in a factory where they make like thousands of them.
Right.
And so it's the same quality that you put in a museum. But did you catch what Alex said? If you just put in the museum and nobody plays it,
there's no reason to put it in there.
That's true. And also, it won't play as nice. You have to use
instruments,
it.
Instruments, string instruments.
Can get old?
Well, you have to use them. Same thing with trumpets and stuff. You need to keep them oiled. Because if not, they seize. S-E-I-Z-E. They seize. They get stuck.
The little moving parts don't what?
Move
anymore.
Right? Don't vibrate.
Well, and the wood needs to vibrate. When they make that, those instruments, those woods have to vibrate. Okay? And you got to release the tension on the strings and tighten them. So now all the moving parts stay moving, right? But you know what's like that too?
What? A person?
That's correct. Okay? This is why gym is important. This is why going to school is important. This is why getting up out of bed is important. Because I have to tell you, you're just like a very important... You are the most valuable instrument. You yourself are the most valuable instrument. Think about that. You have a voice. The voice is... an instrument. But it's an instrument.
It's the sound of it.
That's right. And guess
just
what?
Just like an instrument has a sound, we have a sound too.
And you also have something else. You know what you also have? Rhythm.
You could make the sound of it, but you can make the rhythm you want.
No, but your own body has rhythm. Guess what? The way you walk, there's a rhythm to that.
Pattern.
You know what else is always in rhythm in your body? What is
your
it?
Heart.
Your heart. Guess what?
It bumps and bumps and bumps.
Okay, so your body, and if you don't move your muscles, there's a word for that, atrophy. That's right, you lose muscle mass just like that instrument that's not being, and it seizes. Eventually, this is what happens. This is why a lot of people that get very sick and are in hospital beds, they'll get sores and stuff like that. You have to, because your body's not made to stay still. Your body, you have to move. And this has to move.
Your brain.
This has to move. And the more information you get every day, you're moving that part. You're moving those neurons and they're firing. And that, so your whole body is an instrument. So you need to take care of that. And you got to keep it in what? In tune. In tune means running, walking, jogging, eating good things. That's right, taking care of that instrument, which is yourself, and it's your heart. You got to keep that beating. That's the beat. We all born with the beat.
And when it goes fast, it goes higher pitch.
That's right. It's like a faster song, right? There you go. What other questions do you have for me? Is this too much? We're getting deep here in this radio
club. It's like early, yeah, in this interview. Like it, we like it.
I forgot what
she's
like
pointing over.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought to point over here. Okay.
You like it?
Okay.
Oh. I want to say that this girl in my class, there's two of them that have $300 and they're always
nice.
Nice.
But you all can do stuff. I mean, I do stuff all the time.
They said their grandmother gave them a lot of money.
Well,
for their birthday.
But in the summer, you know, everything from help cleaning garbage in people's basement, hauling out stuff, raking leaves now, because now we can rake leaves, right? For spring cleaning, you can earn some
money.
And you keep your body moving. And so you're doing a lot of things by doing this. Okay?
Exercising.
That's right. Exercising, helping your body out, getting that muscle moving, that heart.
And making them more stronger.
And making money. That's a win-win situation. That's what I'm talking about. Right? You got some ideas though for spring? Help people in the neighborhood spring cleaning. Ask, say, hey, I'm trying to make some money. I'm trying to save some money to buy an instrument or do something. And you can do some spring chores.
Does my father know you speak Spanish? Though?
Yes. Your father does know I speak to him Spanish all the time. And your mom, too.
Oh, she knows, too.
Oh, yeah. What other questions do you have for me?
So, is there a second class when you go on an airplane?
Well, it's called economy.
Economy means it costs less money, you're a little more cramped in, you're not as comfortable, the seats are closer, but it doesn't cost you quite as much money.
And there's another word that's in there, amenities. That's a big word, right?
You don't get as many when you're in the economy.
There's another word, it's not free, because there's nothing free, you got to pay for it. But since your ticket was very inexpensive, relatively cheaper, you don't get offered the good stuff. The good stuff is in first class.
I've never flown first class.
A lot of people cannot fly first class. It's rough. It's tough.
Too much money.
It's too much money.
Wait, have you been to first class?
Yes. But you know what's really cool? There's a plane that I took that went to China. We performed in China. And the upstairs of the plane was awesome. But I was not there. Too expensive. But you know what? They had beds.
Yeah, they have beds and planes.
A restaurant upstairs. It was awesome. But I couldn't go up there. It was too expensive.
I wasn't
able to go into an airplane.
Yes, that's first class. That's like the really ritzy first class.
It's for the rich people.
So I had to fall asleep like this. And up there, they're falling asleep, laying down. The TV monitors all over the place. It's ridiculous. It was crazy.
How big was the TV?
Big. So what else?
The middle class, whatever. I don't know what it's called.
There's no middle class.
The second class or something.
Economy.
Economy.
Let's use the word. Yes.
Have three seats squished together.
Yeah.
And it's like that's why it's so squishy.
And depending on the size of the plane, there's three, 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 and three. You can have four stretched across, like a Boeing 777, 777.
That's a big one.
Yes.
And also, I watched this movie when the person was in first class, and when he stole somebody's plate of food, he went all the way to the back and ate it, and then he couldn't get back in first class. He couldn't get back in first class. So that's when he sneaked in first class.
That guy had no class.
Right.
And then he went all the way upstairs to like the thing he was talking. And then he fell asleep and went under the covers. And then he hid under the covers or under the bed. I didn't really see. But he hid under the covers or on the bed. And then they caught him. And then he went all the way back to the bathroom. And then it was so stinky.
What instruments does your band play?
Well, we have the horn section. The horn section is the trumpets. You have two trumpets, two trombones, and a saxophonist. That's the horn section. Then we have the percussion section, which is congas, bongos, timbales. Okay? We have the strings, which is myself on bass and Robert on a Cuban tres. We have a pianist, And then we have the vocalist, yes.
Do you have a drum?
Well, interesting enough, we don't have a drum, we have several drummers. So, like, if you listen to American music, they have a drum set, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't. We have a conga player, a bongo player, and a timbal player. So we have three drummers instead of one.
Okay. How many reeds are in your...
One, the saxophonist.
What is your favorite song? ¿Cuál es tu favorito canción?
Mi canción favorita.
Favorite song.
Well, let me put it to you this way. That's a good question, because you know why? I've written 196 songs.
Dang!
Out of those 196, 100, I think, and 84 have been recorded.
How many people have interviewed you?
Oh, many, many, many people.
How
in different languages.
Imagine?
In different languages. I've been interviewed from Siberia, which is in Russia.
Russia.
I've been interviewed from Indonesia. I've been interviewed from Colombia, Sudamerica. I've been interviewed from Venezuela. I've been interviewed in Puerto Rico. I've been interviewed in Mexico. I've been interviewed countless times here in the United States by different radio
shows. Have I interviewed you from China since you've been there before?
I was interviewed in China, yes. But we needed to have an interpreter.
That's why you've been to flights a lot?
Yes, it's hard to get there. We have to fly there.
They fly all over the place. Why do you think he has so many songs? He flies all over the place.
Well, that's not the reason we have a lot of songs, but... You're right. You gotta fly to get there. To many places you have to fly.
How many people can you have in your band?
As many as I want, but remember you have to pay them, right? So what happens if I have X amount of dollars and too many people?
You can't pay them.
Well, I could pay them, but I can't pay them
a lot.
That's correct. So that, you know, you're gonna learn as you get older, supply and demand. And you're going to learn all about economics. Didn't I tell you, eventually, everything becomes...
One.
So there it goes. Right there. Right there and there. You gave a good example that now we have economics playing here. We've got, right? We got some math happening.
How did you start singing?
I gave you that example when I was 6 years old and working in my mom's restaurant. At the age of 6, yes.
Huh?
All the way up to becoming almost a teenager. I had to work. I helped my mom out.
Who taught you how to play?
Well, interesting enough, that's a good question. There's a combination of that. Looking at several people on TV, listening to vinyl records.
Wait, what's a record?
Like something in the back of the day they used to put in these things.
Yeah. Like back in the day, right? You put it in a thing. It was a thing that went into a thing, yeah.
But guess what? It's coming back. They're still using it now. In Canada, it's big, and in Europe, there's people that are audiophiles with a PH, not an F. Audiophiles. These are people that listen and like to collect vinyl. We call it collect vinyl. And they make collections of things. The sound is warmer than digital. That's called an analog, but that's for another day as you get older. Okay?
How did you start your band?
How did I start my band? Oh my God. That's a hard one. And you know, it's one that I get asked often. So do you know that when I moved up to Amsterdam, which is 15 minutes away, right?
Mm-hmm.
15, 20 minutes away. I came in 7th grade from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I had asked a teacher in music why we were playing lame songs in the band. Because in New York City, and that's right, because in New York City, the drama club got together with the band, got together with the chorus, and we had to put on 2 events a year. But these were like events. So we were doing like The Wiz, which is like The Wizard of Oz, and we were doing other events that were pretty cool. But that took so much effort on all the teachers because everybody has to be in sync, right, for this major play to go on. So we were like young kids your age, and we were putting on like
a show,
yes, but a show with live music, with the pit orchestra, with the jazz band, with actors on stage, the drama club, so it was a band, right? the drama, and then the chorus was also in the pit singing. And some of us had many of the same, because like I was in the jazz band, but I was also in the drama club. So I'd have to run backstage, come down the steps, run back. Whenever I had my part, I was one of the munchkins. Yeah, I had to sit on a chair on one of the stools, the little round stools with wheels, and then they used to sew us these big gowns, and we had to put them on, right, with these hats to look like munchkins, and we talk like this. And then how we propelled ourselves across the stage was because the stool had wheels, but you could see it because we had the long guard. Yeah, the long guard. And be running across the stage, and we look like little munchkins.
So you're an actor too?
Horrible, but I did that in school. No, I love to act. I did that. I love to act. But can I tell you something? And any of your questions yet? Can I tell you something? When I moved to Amsterdam at the age of 16, I got my radio license from the FCC. That was my first job in upstate New York. I did because there was no Spanish programming. And a lot of people wanted to hear Spanish music and the news and the weather. So guess what?
You did it?
I did it, and I used to get paid for it. So, see, I always reinvented myself to do whatever I had to do. So at the age of 16, I applied for an FCC license, and I still had it. Had my little yellow card stamped by the Federal Communications Commission. And I was the youngest DJ in all the northeastern coast and possibly the United States. I haven't researched that, but all over the northeastern coast. And then I started working in radio, and I moved up, so high that eventually I became one of the general managers of another radio station, which was WMVQ. So I started at WCSS AM and moved to WMVQ FM, that then had a lot of power and reached as far as Herkimer, almost Utica, all the way down to past Troy, almost to Greenville. So we had it wasn't a perfect circular pattern because of the way the air works. But I did that as well, and I helped manage a radio station for probably 16 more years after that. So about I was 32, 33 years old. But I used to do my Spanish radio program, and I used to start, okay, my radio program. Muy buenas noches, les habla Alex Torres aquí en 1410 AM, su cuadrante favorito con Alex Torres. La música que le trae a todo el mundo, la hora ahora es las 3 con 10 minutos. Continuamos con la música aquí a través de su emisora favorita. Huh? And that was called, back then, you know what I mean? That's called yucking in radio. I know, it's in Spanish, but I was saying basically, hi, my name is Alex Torres. You're listening to 1490 on your AM dial, WCSS. Right about now, it's 3 o'clock with 10 minutes, and the weather is perfectly shiny, whatever, and then I'm going to our first song of the night is whatever. Coming up is the news at the top of the hour and stuff like that. So
okay. Alex, last week we were looking at radio stations and their websites. We were looking for different genres, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't see anything listed for Spanish radio. Is there anything now?
Yes, Siena College. Siena College does radio, Spanish radio, on Sunday nights with Mike Baroa. Every once in a while, Sir Walford, that has a reggae show, if you call him up and ask for salsa merengue, he will play it. He's a big fan of Alex Torres. Plays a lot of Alex Torres music. So there are certain radio stations. RPI used to have one in the morning. So most college stations will fit something into their station. Any more questions? Yes?
Did you used to play a recorder?
A recorder? When we started off at school, I remember that. Yes. The recorder, yes.
Nothing, I just forgot.
Okay.
I forgot.
Okay. If you remember, just...
I forgot to say that, what was your, I kind of remember kind of dope.
You can say it in Spanish if you want, if it's easier.
I forgot to
say it. Okay.
Do you want to play in Central Park again?
I love Central Park in Schenectady. Central Park, you referred to the one in Schenectady, right? Okay.
I see you there.
You did? All right.
I was in the seats.
All right.
I think I was in the first row.
You jumping up and down?
Yeah.
Right. You had a lot of people dancing, right? Kicking up the dust. Woohoo. Yes.
I was right.
That's music. That's called the Music Haven in Central Park, and it's run by a fantastic person called Mona Golub. She is awesome. She brings the world to you. She brings dance from Africa, Ireland. She brings them from Argentina. She brings them from Brazil. She brings them from Germany. She brings them from everywhere. So she's a very important person in this community because most of us can't fly there, right? And spend so much money there. So she does that for us. She brings us art and culture. That makes us a lot richer.
Do you still go on tour?
Yes. We still go on tour. And then sometimes I have to take a break from the school system.
Where have you been on tour?
We've been on tour in the Caribbean, Puerto Rico. We've been on tour in Mexico. We've been on tour in China, tour of the Northeast. Every summer we put a little tour together and we visit a lot of cities, especially places that don't normally get to be exposed to salsa music and merengue.
How many times have you performed?
Oh, my God. Too many to count. It's hundreds of thousands. It's already so far up there, it's amazing.
Does somebody keep track of how many performances you have done?
You know what? I keep my calendars.
We've seen you play on Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
Feliz
Navidad. I mean, Feliz Cumpleaños and Merry Christmas.
Yeah?
I've seen you play.
Feliz Navidad, yes? You got a question for me?
You're famous, right?
How do you make a music video? Well, I have to tell you, that's a little harder because you've got to get people that know how to operate a good camera, how to do editing, you know, put splicing pieces together. So I enlisted a good friend of mine, Prince Sprov, who worked through, actually came to school through the same doors, and now it works at Proctor's.
Oh, Proctor's, okay.
How much do you need to practice?
Well, let me put it to you this way. What's today? Today is Wednesday. Every Wednesday for the last 38 years. That's a lot of Wednesdays, right? We perform. And so I have a studio in my house. Mr. Rakes has seen it. I have a full studio with all the instruments. And the guys come over. And guess what I do also? I cook Puerto Rican food for them every Wednesday. Like today, I gotta go home after here, take this off, and put on my chef's coat and start cooking. Because at 6 o'clock, they start walking in. From 6 to 7, we eat authentic Puerto Rican food, and then we rehearse tools from 7 to 10 o'clock at night.
Were you just practicing right now? Or were you practicing today?
No, tonight. Wednesday, tonight.
Today you're gonna practice?
When I leave here, I gotta go change and get in the kitchen. And get ready to cook for the guys to get there at 6 o'clock. We have dinner from 6 to 7. 7 to 10, we rehearse. Every Wednesday.
Get rice.
Except in the summer. Yes, rice, beans, pasteles, alcapurrias, empanadas, relleno de papas. Yeah, you know some of this stuff. I can see that.
Empanadillas.
Yeah, empanadas.
They're like so good.
Yeah, I make them out of chicken. I make them out of pork. Pernil, I do all that stuff.
Pernil.
I love pernil. Oh, yeah, with arroz con gandules. Mmm.
Do you make rice and beans?
Where are you going to perform today?
That studio. We're rehearsing today. Today's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Just to practice.
We're practicing. We're rehearsing today.
When do you think?
But on April 14th, it's a Sunday, we will be at Practice Theater with many other different bands. It is the awards show for all the bands in this area.
Are you going to record it?
We might. We don't know. I think Practice will record it, yes. And somebody will probably record when we perform on stage.
I want to see it.
And we'll put it on Facebook, on our page.
I can go on Facebook.
How did you feel when you performed when you perform to the president? And do you want to perform to this president too?
Oh, yes, for Clinton. Well, for this one, you know what? If he pays me a lot of money, I'll make an exception. But we're talking a lot of money. Probably what he's asking for the wall.
Right, yeah. Or maybe double that.
Double that, yeah. Yes. And if there's a wall around him, then I'll perform. Right, yes.
Right. When will you make a new song?
Actually, guess what?
Today.
No, listen to this. As I was walking into the school, my phone buzzed. My new CD comes out tomorrow, and it's on its way. It's going to be delivered to my house.
What is it called?
Huh?
What is it called?
It's called Guarapo y Mermelada.
Huh? Guarapo y Mermelada?
Mermelada.
What's that mermelada?
Guarapo is made out of, it's a juice made out of sugar cane. And mermelada is marmalade, or like jelly. Jam, get it? Musicians, jam. Yeah, but I did it in Spanish. Okay.
What is your favorite place to perform?
Oh, my favorite place to perform. You know what that would be? The Montreal Jazz Festival.
Have you been to a mall before, though?
Huh?
Have you been to a mall to perform?
A mall? Yeah. But the Montreal Jazz Festival had over 15,000 people screaming, Alex, Alex. That was crazy.
15,000. When are you going to perform in Central Park?
We don't know if we're going to be there this year, but we'll be in Scotia, Freedom Park, August 17th.
You know where Jumping Jacks is? You get ice cream.
Jumping Jacks. Over the bridge. From
that
the college?
Park?
Yes. Yeah. We're there Saturday. It's free.
This Saturday?
August 17th.
Not till the nice weather.
I'm going.
Well, that's near my mom's.
I'm going, but
that's near my mom's birthday.
Yeah.
There you go.
How many albums do you have?
How many albums? Okay. With the one coming this week, 13.
Okay.
And there'll be a 14th one released, and a 15th. There's two more going to be released this year if we work hard enough.
Are they on Apple Music?
Yes, they are. CD Baby, Apple Music. You can go online and check them out. You look for Alex Torres, and it'll pop up.
What I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, how many songs have you made?
196. I've recorded 184.
Dang. 184. And how many performers did you do?
Too many to count. But we are in movies. Our music is in movies, commercials, that you've seen. I'm sure you've seen it. Have you guys seen Old Dogs with Robin Williams and John Travolta? It's a comedy. It's funny.
I haven't.
Have you seen Old Dogs? Okay. Well, in Old Dogs, when John Travolta is in Miami, you gonna get the tattoo? That's me in the background. Pa da 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 da.
That's you?
That's me. When you know the credits, you'll see the credits
at
the bottom.
Can you stretch
it real quick? What's your favorite chocolate? What's
your favorite kind of chocolate, Alex? My favorite chocolate? Oh, my God. Hershey's.
We're going to rapid fire some favorites at you real quick.
Go ahead.
What's your favorite Chinese food?
Chinese food. Whoa,
egg
that's
roll.
A good one.
Mine's
egg roll. Mugu gai pan.
Hmm? That's good. I tried that before.
Uh-huh.
And I like egg rolls with
yeah,
it too.
Mugu gai pan with that and a hot and sour soup. Okay.
I like to put rice with the black stuff in it.
Oh, yes. That's good stuff.
Black stuff and
you got good
hot
taste buds. Spice. You got good taste buds. What else you got for me?
What's your favorite ice cream?
My favorite ice cream. Death by chocolate.
Mine's just Takis.
Takis ice cream?
Takis ice
cream. Yeah, you just put Takis
and
mix it in ice cream, take out little big pieces, and then,
just kidding.
This girl does the craziest food combinations
okay.
you've ever
my
heard
favorite,
of.
My favorite ice cream is, it's Tornado Blast. It has cookies and cream in it, and
okay.
it has nuts inside.
tornado blast because it has tornado. Not tornado.
It's like everything mixed together, right? Like a tornado mixes everything together.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
What does he have for me?
What is your favorite
whipped
cream
topping?
My favorite pizza topping? You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Anchovies.
Huh? Mine is Takis.
You want to
tell me? You know what Takis like, are?
No. You're going to tell me.
They're very spicy. They're typically Doritos. You know what?
Ah, okay.
They're typically Doritos, but they're rolled up.
Listen,
they have a different taste.
You're talking to
spicy.
A guy who grows habanero peppers and makes hot sauce out of habanero peppers.
I love hot sauce. Do you like it?
I make my own. It's extremely hot.
Is it hot to you? What is your
It's hot to me. When I make it, I gotta have everybody out of the house. I gotta put something over my face. When I make it, I open up all the windows with a fan. Because if not, I'll choke. I'll fall on the floor.
What is your favorite
cereal?
Yeah, because I make it from scratch. I make real hot sauce. The real deal. Not that watered down stuff that they sell in bottles. I make the real deal.
What is your favorite cereal?
My favorite cereal.
I really
want to
try the hot sauce.
Okay, Cheerios with strawberries.
Takis.
Okay.
You don't put milk on Takis, do you?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, what else do you have for me?
What is your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is the jaguar.
My favorite animal
Mine is
the
jaguar, too.
Mine is
the panther. I like it because it runs off.
Uh-huh.
Mine is the panther.
Nice, close enough. That's it. What else do you got?
Favorite taco?
What's my favorite taco?
Burrito.
Taco.
My favorite taco? Shrimp taco.
Taco.
I love shrimp. My sister loves
you're
the shrimp.
You're going to have to come to my house and eat because you're a good eater.
My mom owns pizza with the shrimp.
Yeah, my mother is too.
My aunt, she loves lobster, but I still eat lobster taco.
Okay.
We eat fish sticks.
Yes.
You know what are those things? Yeah. Fish sticks?
Ooh, yeah. With cheese and takis.
What else you got for me?
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie. I think I would have to say See No Evil, Hear No Evil. With Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder.
I don't know.
You guys got to check it out. It's really fun.
My favorite movie is The Clown with his Taki Killer.
Okay.
He just takes Takis from people.
Okay. What's
your favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero is Spider-Man.
Okay. Mine is...
Taki Man?
No. Mine is...
Taki Woman.
Superwoman.
Right.
Mine is Super Can. And then she takes everybody that has Taki. She takes the bad guys that have Taki. The bad guys take Takis from people. Mm-hmm. And she takes them back and then she eats some of them and then gives it back.
That's her payment.
And my favorite superhero... I want to say, actually, my sister likes
Super Bat?
No, what's your super?
Spider-Man. Yeah.
My sister likes Spider-Man.
I like Batman.
Judith does.
No, other one.
Sister.
I like Batman. He's actually really good.
But my superhero is actually superhero for Vanners. I think I forgot what to call it.
Vanish?
No, not that.
No, let's keep going.
Okay.
Wonder Woman.
I can see that. Yeah.
What is your favorite class?
My favorite class?
Like a class in school, math and English.
Mine is.
Let me guess. Lunch, because that's when you have your Takis.
No, mine is Taki class.
Oh, okay, you get Takis,
and you just do nothing. This is not Taki day.
It's gonna be spicy.
How about you, Alex? Favorite class in school?
Well, obviously music.
Right.
Music class. And then social studies.
Boring.
No.
You haven't learned the right music yet.
I just do dogs.
You can vent Taki music. It'll be happy music.
Happy music. I do like Taki.
Right. You can make songs out of the word Takis. That would actually work.
I love Takis.
He's already got one for you.
It's the first line. Takis are hot.
They make me fart.
Well, there you go.
What about how they get all over your fingers, right?
I lick them off my fingers so quick. Then I get some more.
It's working.
There you go.
I put them in my juice and I put them in my water. Put them in my milk and put them in my ice cream. Then it's a wonderful day. My Takis is not coming in the way. Nobody's going to stop me from my Takis.
I'll just get rid of Takis for my
life.
Bravo. Good song.
Okay.
What is your favorite chip?
chip.
What's my favorite chip?
Dog.
I like
spicy chip.
I like
spicy chip.
Yes, but I like the Kit Kat jalapeno.
Aww.
I like jalapeno chips.
You like that? The Kit Kat
jalapeno. My grandpa eats anything spicy.
I love spicy. You guys are going to be surprised. My favorite chip is Doritos.
I mean, what does it have?
But I love tacos.
When?
Those
when
are chips.
You don't like spice?
My favorite sport?
Or enemy.
My favorite sport is soccer.
Soccer? No, that's
my favorite
sport.
Basketball.
That's my favorite sport. But I broke my arm.
What's your favorite?
Swimming.
What's your favorite candy?
My favorite, Reese's.
Huh?
Reese's peanut butter cup.
Mine is Skittles.
Mine is.
My favorite cereal is Reese's cereal.
Okay.
That's
the
Takis
cereal.
Reese's
cereal? It's the Reese's, but it's the Cocoa. It's like Cocoa. It's like a circle. Like
Cocoa butts, like something like that.
Okay.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color?
Blue.
My favorite color,
green.
Believe it. Well, I've got
purple.
Red.
Red.
My favorite color is blue, red, gray, black, and dark.
I have red and black.
Mine is red, gold, silver, and green.
And gold.
Nice.
I like gold.
I like thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Please.
Keep listening.
Keep listening to YatesRadio.com.
We enjoyed your time.
We enjoyed
your time.
Thank
you for coming.
For listening to YatesRadio.com.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure being here. We want everybody to keep it here and keep listening to YatesRadio.com.